Chapter 6. In the Balloon. At 5 p.m. exactly, the big blue balloon began to float upwards from the ground. Julie and Sukimba were the only two people in the basket. They moved higher into the sky, and everything on the ground became smaller and smaller. Soon, the people around the hotel looked like little ants. After a few minutes, the balloon left the hotel area and flew over the savannah. Julie could see a lot of zebras and buffaloes moving towards the north. It was an amazing sight. Sukimba explained that every year in the dry season between July and November, the animals migrated north from Tanzania to Kenya to look for water. Then, at the end of the dry season, they walked hundreds of kilometers back to Tanzania. After a few minutes, they flew over a small village with about 10 mud huts in it. "That's my village," Sukimba said, taking the balloon a little lower so that Julie could see better. Julie was fascinated as she watched the Maasai people in the village. The men were tall and thin, and some had long braids. The women wore brightly coloured jewellery. The children didn't have any shoes, but they were running around very happily. The wind was growing stronger now, and the balloon flew quickly. Soon they could see a group of trees in the distance. Finally, the waterhole. Julie looked down on the ground and saw a big rhinoceros lying down on the grass, sleeping. Two little Maasai boys, probably from the village, were running around the rhinoceros. "What are they doing?" Julie asked.
"They're playing a game called Don't Wake the Rhino," Sukimba said disapprovingly.
"How do you play this game?" Julie asked, watching the children.
"The players take turns to approach a sleeping rhinoceros and put a stone on its back. The last one to put a stone on the rhinoceros before it wakes up is the winner," Sukimba said. "Wait," he warned Julie as he took some air out of the balloon. The balloon went lower and Julie could hear the children's happy voices. Sukimba shouted something to the children in his language. The children looked frightened and stopped laughing immediately. They threw their stones down and ran in the direction of the village. The rhinoceros continued sleeping.
"That was lucky," Julie said.
"Is this a popular game among Maasai children? It's very dangerous."
"It was very popular," Sukimba said. He was very serious suddenly. "I played it when I was a boy, but one day the rhinoceros woke up and attacked me."
Julie was shocked. "Did it hurt you?" she asked.
"Yes, it broke my arm and both my legs. I almost died. But that was my lucky day."
"Your lucky day? But you almost died," said Julie.
"In my tribe, we believe that bad luck sometimes brings good luck for something else," explained Sukimba.
"What do you mean?" asked Julie. She was confused.
"Well, sometimes something bad happens, or you think it's bad, but later you understand it was good. That happened to me with the rhinoceros."
"I don't see anything good about that," Julie said.
"I'm alive," Sukimba said. "And now most Maasai children know they mustn't play that game anymore."
Julie was silent. She thought about Sukimba's words. It was an interesting way to look at life. She thought about the Maasai children and the rhinoceros. "What did you tell those children?" Julie asked. "You frightened them."
"I said, if you play that game again, I'll come down and hit your bottoms until they're red like a baboon's bottom," Sukimba answered.
"Ouch," Julie laughed.
Now I understand why they ran to the village so quickly.
The balloon was approaching the waterhole, flying over the trees. Suddenly, they heard the sound of an elephant.
That was an elephant, Julie said with a big smile.
Yes, it sounded like an elephant, agreed Sakimba.
Can you land the balloon? She asked.
No, I'm not permitted to land the balloon in the nature reserve. It's dangerous.
Please, there's an elephant down there. Hey, be careful, Julie said suddenly, looking over Sakimba's shoulder. Sakimba turned, but it was too late. The balloon flew into a tall tree with a loud crash. Sakimba fell from the basket and disappeared below. The basket and the balloon were stuck in the tree.
Sakimba, are you all right? Julie shouted. She couldn't see him anywhere.
Yes, I'm okay, Sakimba called. I'm here, in the tree, under you.
Julie saw Sakimba about 10 meters below. She leaned out of the basket to see better. The basket began to move.
Don't move, the basket will fall,
Sakimba warned. But it was too late. Suddenly, the tree broke, and Julie, the basket, the balloon, and Sakimba all fell into the waterhole with a big splash. After a few seconds, Julie and Sakimba came up to the surface. They looked at each other in the water and began to laugh.
We were lucky to fall into the water, Sakimba said.
Yes, we were, Julie agreed.
They pulled the basket and balloon from the waterhole, and then they walked through the trees towards the elephant sounds.